hunkers.
Do people hunker around here?
Yeah.
How would you describe it to someone who didn't know what it was? How would you say it to do it?
Well, I'd just say to squat down.
If someone has been sick for a while, you know, but they don't look just righteous, you might say they look a little
frail. Peaked.
A person who's very strong and can lift a lot of heavy weights is very
strong.
Now you might describe him as being a real, what kind of fella?
Hey man, muscular.
How would you describe someone who's extremely easy to get along with, always in a very pleasant mood? You're very...
very jolly person.
And then there's the sort of person who's always falling all over absolutely everything. You say, he's so...
ill-tempered.
Or if he's just naturally clumsy, you say, he's so...
awkward.
I'm talking about someone who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all. You might say, he's just a plain...
dummy.
Do you ever use the word fool for that?
Yes, I have. Stupid.
Okay, how about someone who really likes to hold on to what they've got, especially if it's money? A real...
tightwad.
Would you use the word common about a person around here?
Well, I think so.
She's just real common.
I think that's used.
What would it mean?
Well, it would mean somebody that was just very down-to-earth, ordinary. Person.
So it would be a good term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about somebody who's extremely lively, always busy, always going.
Full of life.
And then if you're sitting in